problem arose last November when Eureka Springs School District, along with three others, were told by the Arkansas Department of Education they had to return excess millage revenue collected in each district, almost $2.6 million, due to a miscalculation by the Arkansas State Department of Education. The department discovered the discrepancy June 2010. Spokesperson Seth Blumley.
It's one of those unanticipated things that comes up sometimes that no one really thought that there would be an instance where a district would get so much money from the 25 mils of property tax, which is required in every district by Amendment 74. No one thought that district would be able to collect enough from that tax that they would even get more than what the state requires on a per-student basis for an adequate education. It was assumed, and it was through all the calculations we did setting up the funding formula back in 2004 that the state would have to supplement the 25 mils, the property tax, with general revenue, which comes from mostly income tax and sales tax. But in a handful of districts, it's turned out, well, that's just not the case, that they don't, not only do they not need any supplement from general revenue, they get more than they need.
The three other districts are Armorell in Mississippi County, Westside in Cleburne County, and Fountain Lake District, located in Hot Springs, Garland County. All tend to be more prosperous districts with fewer students, hence the overage. By law, the state has to provide a foundation of $6,023 per student funding for a Supreme Court-required adequate education, collected via the minimum 25 mils in property tax revenue under Arkansas Constitutional Amendment 74. The rest of Arkansas's 245 districts take in less. But the four districts which ended up with extra revenue were ordered last winter by the Arkansas Department of Education, with support from Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, to return the money this past summer to help out the other districts. Armorell and Westside districts have complied, but Eureka Springs Superintendent Wayne Carr with Foundation Lake District Superintendent Darren Beckwith filed a joint suit last May in Pulaski County against the Arkansas Department of Education and State Treasurer, requesting injunctive relief from having to return the money, nearly $1,400,000 from Fountain Lake and almost $825,000 from Eureka Springs. Last Tuesday, Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Tim Fox ruled in their favor. According to Arkansas Code, each county treasurer shall remit any net revenue, but there is no law saying the money must be redistributed to other schools. Legislation to amend the Arkansas Code to allow districts to keep excess money failed to pass out of committee last winter. So with Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox ruling that Arkansas Department of Education can't keep the excess school millage, what's next? Seth Blumley, Arkansas Department of Education spokesperson.
That's something we're still looking at. We've been consulting with the governor's office and with the attorney general's office on this, and we'll be looking at it the ruling kind of made both sides happy, but then it made both sides not happy. It kind of split the difference a little bit. Found that the money in question was indeed state money, which is something we had contended all along. But it also said that in order for us to ask the districts to pay it back to us, we had to have a specific law requiring that. And there is no such specific law. So that's good for the districts. And so we're just going to kind of be evaluating it.
The issue has drawn a great deal of attention to the state's 2004 hotly contested funding formula for equitable and adequate public education, a debate most had thought was long over. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.